Moving to the small screen now, HBO is premiering a new series today, Angry Boys, from Australian comedian Chris Lilley. Lilley's gained a cult following here in the States with his one-man band mockumentaries, in which he plays most of the main and very eclectic characters. In Angry Boys, he portrays no less than 6 characters. And as for what this new show's about, well, why don't I let him explain?
Well, the main characters are Daniel and Nathan, who are these twin teenage boys that live on a farm in Australia. One of the twins is deaf.
Nathan, can you hear me?
And they have these posters on their wall. They call their wall of legends. They're big fans of this Australian champion surfer, who I play as well.
Maka, maka, maka. Boy, boy, boy.
And then this American rapper, Smouse.
This is X.Mouse, exclamation mark.
And then the boys, they want to invite all the legends from the wall to this party to celebrate one of the twins who's going away. So they arrange that via their grandmother, who I also play, who's a prison warden at a boys' prison.
Have you guys heard about the escape tunnel in Block E? Gotcha.
It's a complicated story. There's a lot going on.
What is your process when it comes to embodying these roles, from the mannerisms to the voice? You know, what's your process?
I don't like to sort of analyze it too much because I think it's pretty instinctive. I spend like a year or so just thinking about these characters every day and writing dialogue for them and just planning the sort of world that they're going to be set in. And it's not just a script that I've picked up and 2 weeks later I'm on set. It's something that I've been living with for a long time.
Here in America, we first got a taste of your humor in Summer Heights High, which was also on HBO back in 2008. You played a rather, shall we say, quirky high school drama teacher, Mr. G, a troubled 13-year-old boy, and a self-obsessed 16-year-old girl named Jamae, and that's J-A apostrophe M-I-E. I want to take a listen here to a scene where Jamae, who's coming from a private school to a public school, is introducing herself to her new classmates.
Studies have shown that students from private schools are more likely to get into uni and end up making a lot more money.
In terms of your characters, a lot of female roles in past shows and in Angry Boys, we see you playing more women. How difficult is that?
The female characters are definitely a lot trickier than the male characters, and it's a lot more uncomfortable to be them. But I always just feel like it's not about my comfort levels or even just looking terrible, like, because, you know, me as a girl is not that attractive. It's definitely just physically uncomfortable. Like a character like Gran in Angry Boys, that's like a bodysuit type thing that's really hot and really just not good. And then there's just the awkwardness, like when I played Jamae, she goes on a date with a 12-year-old boy because she's decided she's into younger men, and the cameras are often quite far away, and I'm sitting there, like, running my fingers through his hair, and just, it's quite unusual. But that's what I love about these shows, is just I put myself in really crazy situations, and but then I really like the end result, and it's worth the suffering and the humiliating things that I put myself through.
Your characters do push the envelope in one way or another, and you have, I guess, received a bit of criticism for being too provocative, but that doesn't really seem to be your point. Why do you think you tend to gravitate to being a bit edgy?
I guess I'm just fascinated by making people feel a little uncomfortable, and sometimes people get all worked up about the show and they talk about what a bad influence I am and how I shouldn't have said this, I shouldn't have done that, and when you get to the bottom of it, you find that they're actually fans of the show. And I just focus on the people that love it and really get it. And it's really nice to just make it for them.
What do you think it'll take to make producers say, you know what, Chris, you got to rein it in?
Maybe if people stopped watching or something. I don't know.
And you have said in the past, you're always thinking people are going to say no to your ideas, but they keep saying yes.
Yeah, it's weird. And the longer I go on, the more people just, they say nothing now. They're just like, yep, do it. I feel pretty lucky.
Well, that's Chris Lilley. He's creator and star of the new series Angry Boys, which premieres January 1st on HBO. He's been speaking with me from the ABC studios in Melbourne, Australia. Chris Lilley, thanks so much.
Thank you.